Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's chat now with Dr. Simone Wilds from South Shore Health. Dr. Wilds, certainly exciting news for everybody that this vaccine is approved. This would be the same vaccine that's up for approval here in the U.S. too, right?
Yes, absolutely. So we're all excited. I know the ACIP group met yesterday and actually gave some guidelines as to who they thought should be the first in line, which are the healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities as the first group to get the vaccine.
Having another country, overseas approve this vaccine before we do here in the U.S., do you think that does a lot to maybe help confidence of a vaccine? There have been so many politicians, questioning, why is the vaccine going so fast? Will people be confident in it to take it? Having a complete separate country and entity approve it as well, does that boost confidence?
Yes, it does. As you mentioned, a lot of people are a little bit hesitant about the vaccine. I think seeing another country go first and individuals get the vaccine will be very reassuring for us here in the U.S.
Now, you also mentioned the CDC meeting yesterday talking about who gets the vaccine first. We're talking about basically what should be no surprise, right? Healthcare workers, people in nursing homes.
Yes. Those are the individuals that are highest risk for coronavirus. But I want to remind everyone that, that's phase 1A. There's going to be other phases, which includes other individuals, essential workers, those at high risk, and the general population. So the key is everyone will get it. We just won't get it in the first tier.
When it comes to people who have already contracted COVID, should they be maybe last in line for a vaccine? Is there any way to really feasibly do that and, say, okay, you have tested positive in the past, you might not need it as much as somebody else because you have some layer of protection. Do you expect anything to be done, regarding that?
That's going to be very difficult, and I'm not sure they're going to tier the groups in particular, focusing on that particular group. I think it just really depends on where you fall within the larger scale tiers that we have created.
All right. Dr. Wilds, thanks so much for the time this morning. That's Dr. Simone Wilds with South Shore Health joining us live.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.